Hello, everybody. Welcome to Versus Pop Culture. My name is Richard. With me is Johnny.
Every time. I enjoy it, but I'm excited to hear how energized is Greg today.
And Greg.
Hello.
Oh, we got Greg on us.
That was like a 50 to 60% Greg.
Yeah.
That wasn't the full Greg. It was a majority Greg. That was like the popular vote Greg. That's what we just got.
Greg, how you doing today, buddy?
Doing good. I haven't had my coffee yet.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Yeah, and Richard's not going to.
No, I woke up and I was like, oh, God, I need another hour. So when our recording software started screwing up and you guys started telling me links weren't working, I was like, oh.
Richard's about to take a mulligan this week and next week.
I was just like, okay, so if the link doesn't work, you do three tries. And from the third try, it still doesn't work. Legally, you're allowed to not record the podcast. Yeah, it's like the college rule that every student has a rumor of, and it's really fucking stupid because it's really fucking stupid. Where they're like, if the teacher's more than X number of minutes late, legally you're allowed to leave. It's like, I hate to be the one to break it to you, but this is college. Legally, you're allowed to leave at any time.
Yeah, you're paying to be there.
Yeah, you don't have to come to this class.
They will not lose sleep that you didn't show up amongst the other 300 children in that room.
So, gentlemen.
Yeah.
What'd you do this week?
Oh, man. Greg, go first, buddy. It's been a big, pretty big week for footy.
Yep. Chelsea just signed Wesley Fofana overnight. They've been working on for a while now. I watched the first episode of Daredevil on Netflix.
Explain.
Well, I never really understood why I didn't watch it before, other than I was being stubborn. So I was like, let me watch the first episode. I kind of like the guy who plays Daredevil, so I may watch it. That'll probably be my filler things when I'm not watching footy or something else.
So you enjoyed it?
Yeah. I thought that was pretty good. Hope he gets more powerful.
I mean,
he was getting his butt beat.
That's kind of Daredevil, though.
Yeah, he doesn't get his ass beat that often.
But when he does, whoo boy, it is an ass whooping.
Yeah. So what'd you do, Johnny?
I was laughing a little bit when you said you watched Daredevil because it reminded me of when Ashley and I watched it together, and to this day she hates Vince D'Onofrio because of that series. Kingpin. Nobody likes Kingpin. That's why he's Kingpin.
Right.
No, that's really cool, man. I'm actually happy that you end up watching that because, I mean, it's. I think I've watched two or three times now, I'm pretty sure. And every time I watch it, I tend to pick up like one other thing that's a little bit smaller that I didn't notice the first time or the second time. So, no, man, I'm excited for you to watch this. I'm excited to kind of hear how your Daredevil escapade plays out over the next few episodes and into the subsequent seasons as well. This week, man, this week was a little bit calmer than usual. We were able to get out. We have this one coffee place that's like our favorite spot to go to. It's super close. All their coffee is packaged in bags. It looks like Scandinavian death metal bands. And yeah, we were able to get out for like a couple small dates here and there this week. And obviously we have been trying to stay up on the She-Hulk series. So we watched episode 2 this week. We can get into that a little bit later. And then, you know, Dynamite. We watch wrestling. It's our standing date night every Wednesday night. And I actually had Ashley watch a super throwback rom-com with Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan.
So Ashley got
mail. My Very Best Sally?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking she got mail.
No, that's
way back.
Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks, not Billy Crystal.
Oh, yeah.
And I will say this: seeing Billy Crystal that young is super trippy.
Yeah,
but also seeing all the fashion and hairstyles and makeup, and realizing that that's what all these dirty hipsters are wearing now made me laugh.
It's always funny to me, like, you know, when you're in the moment, it doesn't feel like you're really wearing a style. It just feels like that's what clothes are. And you're like, yeah, this is great. This is what normal people wear. And then you see like a picture of it 10 years later and you're like, oh my God, I look very 1992. Or, you know, when you watch like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, when you're watching it while it airs, you're like, okay, these guys are all dressed normally. And now you're like, holy shit. These guys are very much so dressed like it's 1994. It's just one of those interesting things. You don't notice it when it's happening. And then years later, you're like, oh, okay, this is dated.
Yeah. Everyone right now is going to have to explain to their kids why they dress the way they dress.
Every generation.
Oh, man, I'm good. A, there's no documentation. B, I'm just going to be like, because I'm effing awesome. That's why.
I've seen Ashley's Instagram. I know she takes pictures of you, so there's documentation.
Listen, I'm what I would refer to as a bit more of like fashion forward in the fitness industry. I got this. It's fine.
Right.
A lot of gym shorts and t-shirts with ball caps. It's nothing that goes out of style. People are going to be wearing this until this planet is just a ball of fire. It's fine. I got it. But it was just really funny to kind of watch that film and like Meg Ryan, it doesn't seem like she ever changed.
She did, but not honestly until a lot later than you would think. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's like
the Tom Cruise, I sold my soul, or I have Dorian Gray's portrait in my attic.
But yeah, like if you watch her in that and then you watch her in City of Angels?
Yeah.
It's just like, okay, this is the same woman at two different points in her life.
Like 20 years
later. It looks like it could be 10 minutes apart. It looks like she could have walked off the set of When Harry Met Sally and walked onto the set of City of Angels.
So, yeah, that was kind of how our week went. And I started reading a book on Norse mythology, and it's been kind of interesting. Like, I'm trying to approach it more from the perspective, like, the Bible is supposed to be a series of stories that, like, serve as lessons and just how to, like, instead of being, like, a verbatim translation of actual factual events. And it's so interesting to try to find, like, the reason behind it or what you're trying to, or what they're trying to teach people about it based on the story. It's been kind of cool. And I had to laugh a little bit because they referenced Surtur a couple times and I'm like, you son of a bitch, you're still alive. So I'm just sitting there like laughing to myself. And I told Ash, she's like, she asked me how much Led Zeppelin there was in the book. And I was like, not enough, not enough. Yeah, that's the the week that was for us a little bit, just gearing up for our sojourn to Southern Ohio next week. Wow, that's a week away.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man. Greg, the yep. overwhelming excitement on your face. Yeah. Richard, what'd you get up to this week?
Great question. I don't remember it at all. I watched some things. I know that.
I watched some things happened.
My allergy started kicking my ass. I took COVID tests the entire week, in part because of the whole 10 days thing, and in part because my allergies were whipping my ass every single day. But COVID doesn't make your eyes itchy and watery, so I have to kind of remind myself of that. Other than that, I watched Dynamite similar to you. The wife and I had our anniversary date night last night. We went to the Melting Pot and ate entirely too much. It was a good time.
So now, which anniversary was this for you guys?
11.
11?
Yep.
So I'll ask you the same question I ask other people when they have their anniversary. Does it feel like it's been 11 years?
No. Yeah, it's one of those things where you're just sitting there and you're looking at it and you're like, okay. Like, obviously it's been 11 years because my daughter is 9. But like, I have to sit there sometimes and like think back. I'm like, okay, we got married in 2011. And that was how long ago?
3 years, right? It's only 2014.
Well, it's just like, you know, it's like we were talking about doing, at one point we were talking about trying to go back to Hawaii for our 10th anniversary possibly. And then obviously that didn't happen because COVID sucks and a lot of other things, but. Mm-hmm. You know, as we were approaching this, I was like, you know, this is going to be our 10th anniversary. We could go back to Hawaii. No, we can't. That's not our 10th anniversary.
Yeah.
So, that being said, yeah, I had a pretty decent week. I was continually sleeping on the couch for it because of the whole exposed to COVID thing, but, mm-hmm. I got past that. I'm fine. And I had a good week.
Richard's sleeping in the big bed again. What's the dance they reference in Caddyshack? He's feeling it. He's doing the what dance?
Is that Caddyshack or Happy Gilmore?
Oh, Happy Gilmore. Yeah. What was it that he said?
Bull dance. Doing the bull dance.
Kevin Nealon, right?
Yeah.
Kevin Nealon?
Yeah, doing the bull dance. Feeling the flow.
Feeling the flow. Oh, man.
No, but it's nice. Like, I like my couch a lot. I really do like my couch. And it's comfortable as heck to sit on and to lay on, but sleeping on it for 10 days straight gets a little bit old, in part because, like, every animal in the house is then like,
ooh, I can sleep on that.
Yeah, I can sleep on Dad. I can sleep next to Dad. If I decide I want food at 3 a.m., I can meow directly in his ear.
That thing would have got flung.
Okay. Grace, anyway.
Ready to yeet every pet in the house.
We have a lot of stuff to talk about here and not that much time.
Absolutely. Get into it.
So, short news, things that we'll just talk about shortly that I don't think will take up much time. Jeffrey Dean Morgan has joined the cast of The Boys. So 1 year after Dean Winchester was on The Boys, Papa Winchester joins up. No word yet on who he's playing. I'm going to assume he's going to play the villain of the year.
Because wasn't the guy that played Old Boy in The Boys as well? I can't think of his name now. Wore the trucker hat, beard, old guy.
Oh, Jim Beaver?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jim Beaver's been in the Boys a bunch.
Yeah.
I mean, the creator, or I guess creator slash adapter of the Boys, is Eric Kripke, who created Supernatural.
Yeah. We love to see it. Now give me my crossover. No, this is cool. I mean, I have a friend who passionately hates Jeffrey Dean Morgan. I don't know why. Like, it is some Ezra Miller level disdain. And it always cracks me up because he just started the most recent season of The Boys and said, man, it was so good. Like, I'm so excited for season 4. Here's the thing. I had to share the article that Jeffrey Dean Morgan is going to be part of it. he had an absolute meltdown. It was really funny. But I think that's a good get. I'd be curious to see kind of the role that they have him fulfill and go from there. As long as I don't have another situation like I did in this most recent season, I will give them a fair shot. The last episode was the most redeeming part of it, just to see the meltdown of people on the far spectrum of the political scale being like, he's a terrible person. He's been a terrible person this whole time. The problem is that he's also been your confirmation bias.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I enjoyed this season of The Boys quite a bit. I look forward to the next one. I'm hoping that Jeffrey Dean Morgan isn't just a random villain of the year, because quite frankly, you don't need to keep doing that. Like, you need to start setting up their end game with Homelander.
Yeah. I mean, just don't give us Jeffrey Dean Morgan as like a throwaway.
Gregory.
Yes, sir.
The Champions League tables have been set.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it.
There's been some,
yeah. And how many play settings are there, and do they get two salad forks or not?
They probably get salad forks because there's a lot of teams that are in there. I see how many, I don't know how many there's, but six groups, I think. Yeah. Seven groups. So there's seven groups of four. So there's two interesting facts. One, Barcelona has the hardest group, which is funny because they have Bayern Munich, Inter Milan, and Barcelona in group of three. Only two out of the three make it out of the group. The third one goes to the Europa League. that one's like by far the hardest group.
Yeah.
Real Madrid has RB Leipzig, and that's pretty much it in their group. Man City has Seville and Dortmund, which is kind of rough, but that's fine. PSG has Juventus and Benfica, which are two really good teams. Chelsea has Milan and RB Salzburg, and the Russian team Dynamo. So the interesting thing, Chelsea has won the Champions League twice, right? They were both time they won, they were in Group E. They're in Group E this year. every time they were in Group E, they've been in Group E twice. They've won it twice. That's people are just making it hilarious. They're not. I mean, there's not a good chance they win this year, but because Man City is just, I don't know, they are just a different level. And Bayern's different level.
Hashtag.
Yeah. That's one of those things you just hope you don't meet Man City, unless it's in the final.
Yeah.
Because that's who Chelsea beat to win 2 years ago, was Man City.
God, was that 2 years ago already?
Yep.
I still remember talking about that. No.
It's a year and a half, sorry.
Oh, my God.
Nope. Because, shoot, who won? Oh, Real Madrid won last year.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting. I think this is going to be the first one, and like, what a crazy fall. So is the schedule offset because of the World Cup? Did they shift the schedule around a little bit?
Yeah, it's all messed up. Yeah. The first match is the 6th.
Okay.
So the Premier League started, like, I think, 3 weeks early.
And this is all because of the World Cup, because it's happening from starting in November through the holiday season now this year, right?
Right. It's it's like November 21st through, or November 20th through, like, a third week in December.
Okay. Well, that's kind of cool though, man. Like, are you excited? Like, what's your excitement level for this tournament specifically?
I'm excited for the World Cup, a little more than the Champions League this year. Right. Because I just know Chelsea's in a transition year, so I know it's going to be rough on them.
Yeah.
But the World Cup it's going to be great. Okay. It's going to be like the last one for Messi, probably the last one for Ronaldo.
Yeah.
And then we'll start seeing, you know, the young kids come in and take it type thing. Okay. So.
Well, I, really cool, I mean, it's kind of an exciting time to really start getting into this sport for me anyway. I know living in Toronto, I don't have to tell you that being dead center in the Portuguese and Italian communities, World Cup time was like mayhem. It was just chaos the whole time. And then Italy played England, and I will never forget, I went for a run, and I turned the corner to go down a street that's like a major thoroughfare. There was no chance. So I had to hit a 180 and go back the way that I came because the streets were shut down. They shut down the entirety of the street for like a mile for people to just stand outside, out by the cafes and the coffee shops and the bakeries and the pizzerias and wherever else they wanted it. And I was just like, man, looking back on that, if it had been peak COVID, I would have been like, ooh, hell no. There's no vaccine for this crap.
Yep.
So, no, I'm really excited to be able to kind of follow along this year. And, I mean, it's kind of nice that it'll be taking place over the holidays, too, because it's a time of year where, like, getting outside, there's not a lot you get to do outside. So just being able to, like, see soccer being played in much more climactic conditions will be a nice reprieve.
Yeah. It's going to be exciting. The next couple months are going to be packed for the matches.
And also, just a side note, did you watch the first episode of the Wrexham series?
I did not. I thought it came out on the 3rd, but apparently I was wrong.
I have recorded it, but I have not watched it yet.
Okay, because that just started this week, so it was kind of...
Actually, and there are two episodes out, not one.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I'm going to have to get that, or watch that today.
Well, maybe we'll touch base on that because I know it's, you know, we're hitting 1,000 for TV shows centered around footy. So let's keep that ball rolling.
Dude,
Richard's so tired he's not even mad. He's not even
no, I honestly, for whatever reason, I'm getting a bit of a rubber band with your guys' audio.
Oh.
And it's both you guys, so it's probably my computer, so I'm not worried about it.
Okay.
But yeah, it's because I'm getting this little bit of a rubber band, I'm just like, I'm missing, you know, a couple words here and there. So I'm just like, oh, Johnny said something and then raised his hand. I'm probably going to hate it. Let's move on.
Yep. Oh, man. Man, you just won. We didn't want that to happen, but, you know, that's fine.
Anyway. So, I finally did remember what I watched. Just a heads up for anyone listening to this, Top Gun Maverick is now available on demand.
Richard has single-handedly justified the transition to digital through his own number of purchases.
I'd already done that years ago. there is only a couple topics still remaining on our docket. One of them, I think, will be relatively quick, and one of them will take a while, and I'm probably wrong about which one is which, but we'll get there. So, Warner Brothers has pushed back the release of several movies and announced that many movies that were once going to go to streaming are now getting actual releases. Aquaman is now coming out in December of 2023. Shazam 2, Fury of the Gods, a.k.a. a movie that we were actually looking forward to, is now not coming out until March. And there's some other movies, too. I don't remember what all else they had been slotting around, but yeah, they're talking about pushing stuff back quite a bit. And the big rumor is it's because Warner Brothers doesn't have the money to release more than two movies theatrically this year.
Oof.
So, okay, just let me kind of ruminate on this for just a hottest of seconds. Does this feel like there's, and it's so weird because given the properties that we're discussing, Shazam wasn't like a home run, but I mean, it was a damn fine film. I enjoyed it. I'll still watch it now. I feel like Black Adam is still releasing this year, correct?
And Black Adam is still releasing this year and releasing on time.
Does it make sense to not try to like capture some of the momentum from that with the second Shazam? When is Black Adam? Sorry. What was
October.
Are you telling me that like a holiday season release of Shazam 2 wouldn't be an absolute home run swing though?
Well, so
almost like recency bias, but like capturing some of the momentum, because that movie's gonna, Black Adam's gonna make a shitload of money. Let's be totally honest. It is. Can you afford to not use that momentum to boost the revenue from Shazam 2?
I think you can argue that moving Shazam was actually for the best because Shazam was going up against Avatar 2. But I don't know. The whole rumor about them not having the money to actually release movies, like that is baffling.
Yeah. It's what did I say last week? No matter what they do, they seem to just take a step back every time they try to take a step. And it's been over and over and over again. And I just see Daniel Lin. Is that who they're tabbing to be the head of their studio and stuff now?
That's the rumor.
What?
Yeah. So, Greg, the DC news is that they have found their next version of Kevin Feige, and it's a guy named Daniel Lin.
Mm-hmm.
And no one really knows who he is, as far as I can tell. He hasn't really worked on a lot of comic book properties. I don't know. We'll see.
I want it to be good. Like, I do want it to be good. I think, Greg, I'm pretty sure you're excited for Black Adam, right? I mean,
yeah. Let's love The Rock.
But see, you're the person that they need to, like, convince to come back. Like, they're not worried about my money. You're always going to have your, like, hardcore audience that's going to be there no matter what's going on. You know what I mean? Greg is the type of person who's going to take that from being maybe a $700 to $750 million film to over a billion. And like, that's the people they need to bring in. That's that extra like 25 to 30% revenue. Greg is the 25 to 30% revenue. And like, if it takes them 5 months post Black Adam to put out Shazam 2, when those two properties are very intertwined, allegedly, we're pretty sure that they're going to have, if there's a Venn diagram, they overlap. There is an overlap with these two properties.
Right.
Is it going to be recent enough for someone like Greg, who comes out of Black Adam being like, I really like that, to be motivated to go see Shazam 2 without understanding? Greg, you enjoyed the first Shazam as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what I'm saying is that there's a large demographic of people where if there's not that, the movie's done. what do we really have? What's its competition for the holiday season this year?
Are you talking about Shazam 2?
Yeah.
Avatar.
I'm sorry. I don't. It's so weird how, like, it seems to be this, like, critically acclaimed, what have you, whatever, here it is. Nobody I ever talk to, when I ask them, like, about anything, that film never comes up.
No, it's literally the biggest movie of all time, and it's never talked about.
Oh, wait a second. Black Panther 2 is holiday season this year as well, right?
Or is that November? Yeah, I want to say it's November.
November.
It's November, yeah.
Yeah.
You ain't putting that against Black Panther 2. There's no way you put
Shazam 2. Well, it wasn't going against Black Panther 2. Black Panther 2, I think, is early November, and Shazam was December.
I would have 10 out of 10, and you guys can tell me if I'm wrong here. If you gave me the choice of Avatar. No, not Avatar. Avatar? I can't even think of the goddamn name now. Like, I just
Avatar, yes.
Yeah. It's
a movie.
If you had that or Shazam 2 in theaters and it was Christmas Day, per my family's tradition of going to the theater, we're not going to see Avatar. We would go see Shazam. Because
We would go see Avatar.
You would go see Avatar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like, I understand where you're coming from, Johnny, but you have got to understand that Avatar was literally the biggest movie of all time.
But why?
I don't know. I didn't like it.
It was virtually with CG.
Visually, it was crazy.
But it
really wasn't.
It was for the time.
I mean, we're talking about a movie that made the most money ever. So why are we like? How is this even a debate?
No. But like, I didn't walk away from it. And I went and saw it in theater because like the hype around that, I was like, oh shit, I need to go do this. Like, I have to go see this.
I saw it in theater twice.
Yeah.
I came out of Guardians of the Galaxy with much more of an impact than I did with Avatar.
I guess for me, I never thought that the CG was quite that good. I mean, don't get me wrong. It was fantastic for its time.
Yeah.
But it was still one of those things where when you looked at it, it was like, this doesn't look real.
Yeah.
And it aged incredibly poorly. I mean, we're talking within like 2 to 3 years, you flipped it on TV and you were like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean, that was the first Avengers film too. Like the CG for that did not. I watch that now and I'm like, why did I really enjoy these sequences?
So it's like She-Hulk. Got it.
Oh, She-Hulk, terrible CG.
Oh, yeah. It's.
we've talked about that already.
It feels like it was produced by the CW. With all respect to the CW, we know what their budget is, but like that kind of lends itself to the fact that Marvel's having a hell of a time finding people to do their CG.
Well, they're asking too much. I say this as someone who has actually enjoyed the vast majority of Marvel series at this point, but Marvel was at the point where they were making 2 to 3 movies a year. And that's fine. And now they're making 2 to 3 movies a year. Plus, they're also making 2 to 3 series a year. And those series are all the equivalent length of 2 to 3 movies. So now you're doing CG not only for 3 movies, but you're also doing CG for another 6 to 9 movies worth of TV. And when you have a character like She-Hulk that is entirely CG, it's just like, damn, this didn't turn out great from the looks of it.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't mean I haven't liked the show. I've liked the show. I watched episode 2, enjoyed the hell out of it.
No, it's been really good, but like, yeah, it hasn't been great. Also, shout out. So happy to see Emil Blonsky. Mm-hmm. And it's not a spoiler. Everybody knew he was going to be in this. I do love that there's been referencing to other points and other people that have been involved in the Marvel Universe with this show as well, which has been kind of cool. I really don't want to get into a whole bunch of that because it does kind of, it's not a spoiler, but I think it's like a really fun additional point for people to be able to enjoy with this series as well.
Yeah.
Right.
The one thing that drove me nuts about She-Hulk in general, though, is it was basically 19 minutes, the episode.
19 minutes?
Yeah. We had a one-minute beginning part to give you a recap of the first episode. Like, literally, it was the first episode. Why do you need a recap? And then there is 7 minutes of trailers. Or 7 minutes of
credits. I'll fully admit, I kind of scoffed a little bit at the fact we were getting a recap for episode one.
Right.
It's like,
bro, you couldn't watch the first episode.
And then I also kind of laughed a little bit because you could have legitimately made episode one that 1 minute recap.
Yep. We would have got everything out of it.
That being said, there is the creator / head writer of She-Hulk came out this week and was talking about the fact that she got into apparently a knockdown drag out fight with Kevin Feige and Marvel over when to do the origin episode. So the episode that we just watched, that was the first episode of the series, she was pushing to be the fourth episode of the series.
Yeah.
And Kevin basically said, no, it needs to be episode one. People need to understand who she is. And honestly, I think Kevin was right.
Yeah.
I like She-Hulk. I like her as a character, but I think if you just showed up and started with her in place with no explanation, people would at best be confused. But the other thing is, quite frankly, Marvel has gotten into the habit with these TV shows of doing this. Like, they can't just put everything on Front Street. They have to give you these characters that are in the middle of their lives, and then 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 episodes in, they're like, by the way, this is how we got here. And it made sense with WandaVision.
Yeah.
Because you can't start with, by the way, Wanda's the villain. So, you know, you give people those 3 episodes to kind of get there and figure out the world they're in, and then be like, by the way, Wanda's the villain. Although they could have hit people over the head with that a little more, because that people still don't seem to understand that. Yeah. But it's, I don't know, like, I liked what they did. I think it made more sense. I don't think Marvel needs to do everything in this, like, mystery / secretive way and then reveal the origin halfway through.
Yeah. Like, we know what's going to happen. Fantastic Four is going to come to theaters. I think we can probably bypass a full-ass origin film.
No, I need to see them go up to space. And then I need to see 20 minutes of the government experimenting on them and them getting mad and breaking out.
No, we're fine. Not happening. Thanks. Next. No, I thought the way they did the She-Hulk one was great. I think it was quick enough, and it was just like, rip the Band-Aid off, get it over with, let's move on. But it fit within the context of, like, where they're at telling the current story. So I was fine with that. I know it's we don't need the Spider-Man origin story ever again. I don't know, man. It caused me to pause and think, like, what was the last time that, like, I really enjoyed watching something that told me the origin, and I couldn't even tell you.
No,
Iron Man, maybe. Iron Man.
I did. I enjoyed this.
Yeah. And honestly, if people aren't watching it, like, out of whatever reason, give it a shot. The episodes are quick. This week felt very fast. I felt like I was just settling into the episode, and then credits.
It was 19 minutes. Go look it up. That's true.
No, I agree with you. It was these episodes have both felt just, you know, very quick to go. And I quite frankly enjoy that. I enjoy the fact that it's just kind of bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, it's been a nice palate cleanse the way that some of our other series have been.
So, yeah, this is right now, I mean, we're only two episodes in. This is quickly becoming one of my favorite Marvel shows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say it's become my favorite because we're two episodes in.
Yeah.
But I like where we're going right now.
I think it has the potential to be at the top.
Yeah.
But again, we need to give it the full run. I'm cautiously awaiting the reveal of Abomination based on the CG they've done in this series already.
Oh no. It's going to look like 1980s Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
But more green.
Oh God. It's fine. It's fine. Bullet Club is fine. Yeah. What else was there this week? I know there was a couple of things we wanted to be able to touch on.
No, that was it. I literally made notes for all the things we were going to touch on. And that was the final note.
Oh, all right. Let's, anything else you guys want to be able to give a chat on? I know next week we're probably going to take a little bit of a break, which is just fine because we also get to actually hang out next week.
It's really funny because this is going to be like, you know, the second time we've all three been in the same place at the same time, and we're not going to be somewhere that we can record a podcast.
Greg's like, everything's coming up, Watson.
Yep. That's the way it works.
It's so funny. No, that was that's great, guys. I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be nice to get together and then be able to see a couple people, enjoy some delicious food, see some things, some not great things, some fun things, some good things, and then Reds baseball. but outside of that, Greg, if they want to get a hold of you to be able to talk about a little bit of Champions League, they can do so. How?
At Woe Gregory.
And Richard. If they want to get a hold of you to be able to share how many times they have watched Top Gun Maverick this week. Just kidding. It's been 9. How can they get a hold of you?
Richard Versus.
And if you want to contact me to tell me how wrong I am about Avatar, just like everything else you people seem to think I have a terrible take on, you can contact me through at Richard Versus. No, I'm just kidding. It's at Versus Podcast, followed by the underscore. Otherwise, Richard.
Have a good week, everybody.